Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Well, Casey Wolf, the AD at Amherst, wasn't lying when he said there was a big storm headed out this way, because we saw monsoon-like conditions just a few moments ago. It was raining so hard here at the ballpark at Avon that I couldn't see I-90 westbound traffic. Now, it's lightened up only a little bit, but it's lightened up some, but holy cow, it was pouring down rain for a while. It's a split squad edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. Andy Bullbarch out here in Avon, where hopefully later on tonight we'll call some Lake Erie Crushers baseball for you. And Matt Douglas is back in studio control. We're with you until 6 o'clock this evening. And we welcome in right now Kathy Harkula with Power for Pink. They were actually out here for a Crusher game not too long ago. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, Kathy, I know you guys have a golf outing coming up, and we're going to get to that. But first, I want to begin with the Power for Pink organization. For those that aren't aware of what you guys do, tell us all about the organization.
Yeah, we're a breast cancer awareness organization that focuses all of our resources on Lorain County. So kind of like a Susan G. Komen, but we just keep everything local.
And how did the organization begin? How long has it been around?
This is actually our 10th year, and we started, a very good friend of mine, Marcy Calvert, who is a breast cancer survivor, is our organization founder and president. She went through some treatments and had some experiences and said, you know, there's a lot of challenges out there with if someone is underinsured or just struggling financially or even just having resources to understand what to expect with treatments and that sort of thing. So she had this vision of, let's get something together where we can help the people out in Lorain County to know even what to expect when they're going through treatments, if they need some financial assistance, you know, either we can help them out or show them in the direction of other organizations that are local that might be able to help them out as well.
Kathy, what was it exactly that got you involved with the organization?
Marcy and I go way back. We've been bowling together for many, many years. And actually, the core of the group, we've known each other for a very long time. We're a small group, but we're very strong. So Marcy just gathered the troops, if you will, and we got together. And it's a great experience to be part of this group, and just honored and humbled to be in the group.
Again, we're talking with Kathy Harkula with Power for Pink here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And Kathy, you were mentioning to us that the organization is celebrating its 10th year. How has this group grown and how has this organization grown over the course of the past 10 years?
It's amazing the support that we've gotten from the local community. We, like I said, we are a small group. We rely heavily and 100% on volunteers and local organizations. There's so many to name. I don't want to leave anybody out, but we have so many great groups that are backing us and help us to continue to grow.
And as you take a look at the whole volunteer process, you mentioned that you guys are based on volunteers. You guys are made up 100% of volunteers. When you guys are looking for volunteers, and I know just taking a look at your website, you guys are currently seeking volunteers. What kinds of folks are you looking for? What are you looking for in a volunteer?
Well, we meet monthly, so if somebody's wanting to commit to, you know, getting together every month, we, you know, review over financial applications and help out patients as needed. We do different events throughout the year, so there's a wide variety of volunteer opportunities. Even if you just wanted to help volunteer for one of the events, such as the golf outing that's coming up, you know, it takes quite a few people to put an event like that together, so whatever the level they're willing to, whatever the level of time they're willing to give us, we would take it and appreciate whatever they can, whatever they can give us.
Well, as a guy who has actually played a pretty big part in putting some golf outings together, yes, I can 100% agree with you. When it comes to putting a golf outing together, it takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of organization. It most definitely takes a lot of work. But you guys have been doing this for 10 years, and clearly you guys are doing something right. And looking at the details of this golf outing, you guys really have everything covered. This is very impressive. The golf outing is a week from this coming Sunday, July 15th. It'll be at Fox Creek Golf Club and Racquet Club in Lorain. Give us the details on this golf outing. What's happening here?
So this is a four-person scramble. We do three divisions, men's, mixed, and women's. We have currently 26 teams, so we're looking to get a few more out there if you're available and interested. The deadline for the entry is actually this Saturday, as long as it's postmarked by this Saturday. We do different raffles. We have prizes on every hole. We have hole-in-one opportunities, and we even do our infamous bra challenge. So we set up our bra out on one of the holes, and about 60 yards out, we have a $500 prize. If you get it in the bra, then you have a chance to win the $500. So it's quite the draw.
Have you had anyone do that to this point yet?
We did. We actually had three people last year get into the bra.
So do they split the pot then, or how does that work? Or does everybody get that same payout?
So what we do is we bring them all up during the dinner, and we say, you know, do you want to split, or would you like to, you know, draw a number to get, you know, the $500? And so they chose to keep drawing and got down to one person, and they took $500, and then actually the gentleman donated back to us a little bit of that money. So that was great.
That's really cool stuff. I've got to ask, because every golf outing has something that's unique. That is absolutely positively unique. I can't say as though I've ever seen that at a golf outing before. How did that idea come to?
Wow, I don't even remember. I think it was one of our volunteers just said, hey, we should try something like that. And so we got some PVC pipe together and started making a frame, and that was it. So.
Well, and that's how a lot of some of these great ideas start. It's just a small idea that really kind of blossoms. But really, that's kind of what sets this apart. I mean, if you're to take a look at one aspect of this golf outing that really sets it apart, that's most certainly it. I saw that broad challenge, and I was going to ask you about that, and I thought, boy, that really is pretty awesome. I wonder what that's all about. But you guys have a lot of cool things lined up for those that do get involved. The check-in starts at 7, shotgun start at 8 o'clock, and the entry fee includes 18 holes of golf with a cart, a continental breakfast, lunch, dinner. You mentioned prizes and raffles. You mentioned some of the prizes on the course. What kinds of raffle prizes do you guys have?
I think one of the biggest draws that we have is the barrel of booze. So we get a wheelbarrow donated from Lowe's in Lorain, and we have volunteers and folks that donate the bottles to go into the barrel. And that was a big fundraiser for us last year. Over $1,000 went from that prize alone. So that's probably our biggest one.
Is this something people bid on, or is it how does
you
one
buy a $5 raffle ticket, and or I think it's 5 or 3 for 10, so draw the ticket, and yeah,
that's a pretty good prize right there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge prize, a barrel of booze. I mean, the ABC News update about 10 minutes ago mentioned that, you know, there are gigantic barrels of bourbon being dropped and wasted right now. So you get a big old barrel of booze, that you're sitting pretty going to this golf outing, no question about that. Well, again, it's Sunday, July 15th at the Fox Creek Golf and Racquet Club. And obviously, when you golf in this, certainly you'll have a great time, but obviously the proceeds go towards a wonderful cause as well. Kathy, anything else that you'd like to add about this golf outing before we cut you loose?
Just wanted to say thank you to all the folks that have helped us out donating, and the people that are giving us their time volunteering and coming to join us in golfing. We really do appreciate everybody that's helped us get to this point, and we look forward to another 10 years to come.
Real quick, Bull, Kathy is now joining her. Kathy and Mary are both with us here in the studio. Mary, since you just got here, I wanted to throw this question at you. The logo for the Power for Pink, where'd you guys come up with the boxing gloves? Is there a story behind that? Do you know it?
I don't think there was much of a story, but I do believe that was Marcy and Mary Feakin's ideas, because Marcy was, you know, fight like a girl.
Sure, yeah.
She kind of lived by that and came up with the pink boxing gloves, mm-hmm. And so we ran with it. I don't know if
that's Yeah, that's what
sure.
I recall.
Yeah.
It's a very unique logo, and I know you guys talked about volunteers earlier, too. And, well, what kind of volunteers typically sign up with you guys? Is it past cancer survivors? Is it people who know them? Is it just people looking to help out wherever they can?
Well, we actually do have a few past cancer survivors that have been working with us for now a couple years, and mm-hmm. have been contributing quite a bit. It gives us a lot of insight to work with those people also. Gives us a unique perspective on what they've gone through. And so we just, it helps us reach out to more people.
What are the volunteers typically helping you guys out with? A little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. For example, for the golf outing, they'll be helping us set up, passing things out. They'll be helping people at the turn. I think our next biggest event after that is going to be
the poker run.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be helping with that. Labor Day weekend at Black River Landing, we'll have a table and we'll have volunteers manning that also and passing out information.
Well, so lots for people to do. I mean, you guys are really out and about getting the word out there.
We try.
Yeah, we do have a lot of people supporting us and giving us a lot of opportunities to get our name out there. So we really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Bull?
Well, you guys have mentioned that, you know, 26 foursomes already signed up for this thing, so time's running out if you want to get involved. Kathy and Mary, before we let you guys go, for those that are interested in finding out more information, not only on the golf outing itself, but more about what you guys do, I know, Kathy, you mentioned earlier that you guys do meet monthly. Where can our listeners go to find out more information?
They can look at our website, power4pink.com. Everything's on there. We track all of our events and we try to do our best to keep everything as up to date as possible. All of our information, phone number, we have a PO box that we utilize. Everything's on there. So if they have any questions, give us a call or shoot us an email and we will respond as quickly as possible.
Good stuff. Power4pink.com. That's power4pink.com. Kathy and Mary, thank you guys so much for coming in studio and telling us the story and giving us more details on the golf outing coming up on Sunday, July 15th. We appreciate the time, and we hope to see you again soon.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you again, Kathy Harkula and Mary Davidetz with Power for Pink. That golf outing sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. My goddaughter, my niece, she's having her birthday party that day, so I can't make it. Otherwise, I would definitely be out there because it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll get to Your Money Now momentarily. That will be followed by Matt Douglas. He'll report to us from the Orthopedic Associates Newsroom, and then we will return for the final 90 minutes of today's show. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your Indians update. Off day today for the Tribe and an off day for closer Cody Allen, who on Tuesday night in Kansas City notched his 139th career save, tying Bob Wickman for the most saves in franchise history. When you talk about consistency and durability, Cody Allen deflects the praise and puts it on others in helping him with his achievement.
It's a testament to the caliber of bullpen units that I've been a part of for the last 6-7 years, just the caliber of teams. In order to be put in the situation to have the opportunities to go out there and close games out with the lead, it's a collective effort, but it's definitely something I've been very, very proud of and very fortunate enough to be put in the situation to achieve that number.
Try back in action tomorrow night. They will take on the Oakland Athletics in a game that begins at 7:10. Airtime for Indians warm-up, 6:37.